Next, Yada Tulach brings us another API design tip.
So, Yada, you've been running the API Design Fest in the last few weeks. Can you first tell us what that actually is?
API Fest is a game to practice API design skills. Because it's fine to talk about backward compatibility and what it means theoretically. And, well, that's basically content of my book. But nothing replaces real experience. People need to really feel it. They need to know what they can do, what they shouldn't when designing APIs, what are allowed evolutions changes, what are disallowed evolution changes.
So how does this API Fest help with that?
First of all, the participants get a task to design an API.
And you are the one who gives them an API to design?
Usually you need a person who drives this effort, who thinks up some tasks.
And what was the API in this case?
So the task needs to be not just to design the API, but you need to think about the future, about requirements, because in the real world, requirements are changing and your customer says, oh, I want this button somewhere else. I want to exchange emails with that server.
Right.
And they accumulate the requirements after the version is put into the production. So this year, I found out that it might be good to create a currency converter. So basically, the first task was to write currency converter, feed it with some exchange rates, and then write a few examples of your API showing that you really can convert the currencies.
Okay, and so how did people do in this first task?
Well, usually it's quite fine. We had some misunderstandings, so we also had task 1.5 to somehow get them all on the same starting line.
And this is also what you describe in your book. You also describe this process where there is a first stage and then there is an intermediary stage where you get to the same level before going to the next one.
Well, this is just like in real life. If you want someone to code something for you, then you say, oh, I want this beautiful application. And when you see it, no, this is not at all what I wanted. I wanted something else.
Mm.
As advised by agile methodologies, you should have customer on site. So I'm the customer in the API Fest game and I'm telling, no, this is not it. Please fix it. So really your solution satisfies my requirements.
So how many people took part in this first stage and from where did they come?
Originally, we planned this competition as a celebration of NetBeans 10th anniversary because NetBeans platform releases are known for being backward compatible, for keeping compatibility of our APIs. We prepared the competition with Jakub Podlešák for members of Czech Java user group. But we kept this competition sort of open, so whoever wanted to join could join as well. We had 14 participants in the first round, probably 10 from the Java user group and 4 from around the globe.
So then what happened in the second stage?
The original task was to allow conversion of just 2 currencies. So the next task was to specify exchange rates between more currencies.
So change to the API.
Some APIs were designed with good estimation of where the evolution will go, and those don't need to change. But many needed to absorb the new requirements and add new methods, change the signatures, and that's always the problem.
And remain backward compatible at the same time.
Trying to remain backward compatible.
Mm.
Of course, people do mistakes, so there were a few mistakes. But we found about that mistakes a few weeks later, because then we had around 4 adding new tasks, and only then we had the judgment round to select the winner. Actually, this is what I really like on this competition. I'm the judge, but I'm not selecting winners at all. I let other people evaluate mistakes in the API design. So all the participants are supposed to write a test that will compile and run against one version. And when we run the same code against newer version, it will fail. So that shows that there is a backward compatibility problem. And that means, okay, you succeeded. You've shown the problem, you can win the API Fest.
And was there a requirement to provide JavaDoc?
Well, Not at all.
No.
The only important thing is functionality, because we are taking to the extreme the point of view of backward compatibility, of evolution of the APIs. And JavaDoc is not important at all. But the APIs, the signatures of the method are important, and the content, the behavior of the methods is important as well.
It really seems from everything in NetBeans development and from your book that backward compatibility is maybe the most important thing. Couldn't it be argued that you place too much of an emphasis on backward compatibility?
I think this is just like human rights, because from all the rights people can have, the most important is to have the right of free speech. Because when you can speak, you can talk to others and you can convince them that your opinion is sane and they should listen to you. But if you don't have the right to speak, then you are alone and you cannot convince anyone. And you cannot get more rights because you cannot ask for them.
So you say,
so with API design, if your API is bad, if it's not well documented, you can fix it in new version. If it doesn't satisfy all the requirements, then if it's ready for evolution, you can create a new version and add new methods and satisfy the requirements, change the API in compatible way. So that's the reason I think the emphasis is on evolution. If you are ready for evolution, then you can always improve. Basically, you need to improve all the time because the world is changing and our APIs need to change and adjust to the requirements as well.
And so what happened at the end of the API Fest?
At the end of API Fest, we announced the winners.
Uh-huh. And you're holding some photos in your hands of the winners?
I have photos of Jan Žák and Petr Schmid. They are from the Java user group and they visited us here in the Prague office. They both broke 4 solutions, and actually their own solution was also broken. They mutually broke each other's solution, and in quite interesting way. Well, if you want to know that, just visit the apidesign.org website and search for API Fest, and you will get into the article where you're going to read everything. All the code examples are there. You can download the code. You can run the projects. You can try what all the participants did. So it's open invitation. Try to play API Fest with us. I'd like the whole world to run API Fest game for them. If you are interested in running API Fest game, contact me and I will try to help you. All the participants said that this is good game and good practice to improve your API design skills.
What does one need in order to play the API Fest game?
Few participants.
Mm-hmm.
You need the leader who will envision the tasks, and then I can share with you the infrastructure, because the infrastructure is available already and you just need to take it and modify it for your own API.
And one of these students who won this API Fest is actually doing this himself, right?
During the final ceremony, we discussed with Petr Schmid and Jan Žák what are their plans. And I asked them if they want to repeat the game, then they are more than welcome. And recently I heard that Petr Schmid is organizing this API Fest for HP in Prague.
Ah.
So whole HP is running API Fest game right now. So the HP employees, contact Petr Schmid and you can participate in API Fest game as well.
And when will it be the next edition of your API Fest game?
Depends on the demand. It's time-consuming to run the API Fest, and I would really like to distribute the load globally, but it's very likely that I will play the API Fest next year as well.
So, the API design tip for the podcast is play the API design game, and contact Yada for all the details.
Play and learn. Good luck.